brought up to date into the multicultural world. And Benjamin Zephaniah teamed up with Eliza Carthy on this track. It's a reworking, complete rewrite of the old child ballad Tamlin, which is a very old medieval tale of supernatural beings and stuff. And Benjamin Zephaniah has turned it into a tale of a contemporary tale of a drug bust. And I was just thinking, actually, while that Michael Franti track was on there, it could have been a campaign song for the NDP candidate at Quadra if he hadn't resigned. You know. But, yeah, I want to get high. It could have been the, I want to get so high. It could have been the new slogan for the New Democratic Marijuana Party. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just being cynical, but I think you should legalise it, to be honest. But anyway, here we go. Benjamin Zephaniah, this is for you, Andy.
Shining bright, her future in her hand, and she was holding it tight. Soon she found that holy herb, it was sweet Caribbean. She burned that holy herb in an organic chillum. As she moved to the beers, she reached out to creation. There was time and space for this heavenly maiden. It was the first of May, a righteous holiday. This was when the workers they celebrate fertility. It was the first of May, a righteous holiday. This was when the workers they celebrate fertility. He was a mover and a shaker who was prone to temptation. He stepped up to the angel and made his objection, saying, woman was not made to partake in this herb. He cursed, but she was humble, and she called him absurd. Then she took him to a place that was not very far. They connected at the waist, in the back of her car. Her innocence was gone. In just under an hour, he was forced to hang on as she flashed her girl power. It was the first time for me, a righteous holiday. This was when the workers they celebrate fertility. It was the first time for me, a righteous holiday. This was when the workers they celebrate fertility. Love is impatient. It ignores traditions and conventions. It is not bound by human constructs, jurisprudence, and the laws of men. Love reaches out and holds the open-hearted. It demands attention. It is in a world of its own, yet it connects worlds that will forever be set apart.
Set apart, set apart, set apart.
Well, I'm a sweet over glory in the soul. I'm a sweet over glory in the soul. Well, I'm a sweet over glory in the soul. I'm a sweet over glory in the soul. Oh, I know I have, and I feel I have a sweet over glory in my soul.
Our man had moved on, rumors said he was wild. Then our lady found she was heavy with child. When she told her father, he said, go seek him out.
She phoned him 6 months later downtown, hanging about. He said, who is the daddy? She said, you are the one. He said, I am an alien and quite soon I'll be gone. Customs and immigration want to get rid of me. There's no peace in my nation, I'm a war refugee. There's no peace in my nation, I'm a war refugee. There are people in uniform out to get me. There's no peace in my nation, there's nowhere I can hide. If you really do love me, will you stay by my side? I may groove on the dance floor, but my pain is quite great. I don't know all the answers, but I'm trying to relate. Since I've been here in exile, I just don't know my fate. And the best-selling tabloids always beat me with hate. There's no peace in my nation, I'm a war refugee. I'm surrounded by war, but there's love inside me. There's no peace in my nation, and I'm feeling downhearted. When the Beastie Boys get me, I'm told I'll be deported. So I need you to hold me tight tomorrow in court. And I need you to fill yourself with positive thought. Because I wanna be with you, and I wanna live. So I need you to give me all the love you can give. Just 15 minutes before he went in the dock. And her positive thoughts made her touch the Almighty. And our brother shivered from his toes to his locks. He turned into a victim. He turned into a loser. He turned into a pimp and a real Mr. Mean. But she kept holding on. And when those demons were gone, he turned into himself. Just a cool human being. And the judge said, you can go now. The judge said, our man free. He was free to be indefinitely. And the judge said, you can go now. And our joyous refugee just said, thank you, judge. And now I plan to raise a family. So he became a citizen. Our angel became a wife. And they had what modern folks would call a pretty happy life. They met on the dance floor on the 1st of May. And the baby that they had grew up to be a club DJ.
England to Poland, every step across the ocean. The ruling classes, them is in a mess. Oh yes, the capitalist system a regress. But the Soviet system now progress. So which one of them you think is best? When are the two of them the workers a contest? When crisis is the order of the day. When so much people crying out for change nowadays. What about the working class, comrade chairman? What about the working class? They bear the cost, they carry the cross. And them not go forget them tongues in Gadangs. Them not go forget them tongues. From the east to the west, to the land I love the best. The ruling classes, them is in a mess. Oh yes, crisis is the order of the day. The workers them demanding more pay every day. The peasants want a lot more say nowadays. The youth them rebelling everywhere. Everywhere insurrection is the order of the day. There's a lot of people crying out for change nowadays. Nobody blame it on the black working class, Mr. Racist. Blame it on the ruling class. Blame it on your capitalist boss. We pay the cost, we suffer the loss. And we're not going to get new cross, not a rust. We're not going to get new cross. And I love the best. The ruling classes, them is in a mess. Oh yes, crisis is the order of the day. The workers, them demanding more pay every day. The peasants want a lot more say nowadays. The youth, them rebelling everywhere. Everywhere, insurrection is the order of the day. There's a lot of people crying out for change nowadays. Nobody blame it on the black working class, Mr. Racist. Blame it on the ruling class. Blame it on your capitalist boss. We pay the cost, we suffer the loss. And we're not going to get new cross, not a rust. We're not going to get new cross.
That is Pacific Curls from the album Pacific Celtica. Pacific Celtica. Pacific Celta, even. And that was Fiji Time with some traditional tunes. Pacific Curls with Sarah Beatty from Scotland. Pacific Curls are two New Zealand women. And obviously Sarah Beatty from Scotland, now living in New Zealand as well. A very interesting sound they make, kind of mixing Polynesian music with Scottish fiddle tunes. Very bizarre, but wonderful. It really does work. They're great, great, if you get a chance to see them. I'm sure they'll be back. Lint and Kwesi Johnson before that from the album Independent Intervention, the Island Year Anthology, and What About the Working Class? And Benjamin Zephaniah with Eliza Carthy from the Real World Records amazing album, The Imagined Village, Tamlin Retold. It's all folk music to me. Anyway, this is The Edge on Folk on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca around the world, and in various time zones, because you can download podcasts of this show, and you may even be listening to a podcast at the moment. Not if you're listening live, because the podcast doesn't exist yet. It's very interesting, this stasis, I guess Red Dwarf would call it. Anyway, it's not really stasis, but, you know, you can... It's weird. I can't delve into it, because my brain keeps going, no, sorry, don't understand. Time travel is it's a thing of the past, as Les Barker would put it. Right, okay, moving on. This is some music now from the Basque country. And next month, this very fine singer, Maddy Oyenhart, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it looks like Oyenhart, is coming to St. James Hall, the Basque Society, bringing her in. And she's more of a kind of a jazz singer, really, but she's been playing with bass and piano. And it should be really quite a beautiful show. A very interesting singer from her album, Hari Biru. This is a track called Beti Da Orain. And I do apologise to the Basques out there for messing that up. Anyway, we're going to go from the Basque country, where linguistically it has no ties with anybody else in Europe. Very, very interesting. Great culture, Basque culture. Some of the dances are very English as well. They do some sword dancing and some Morris stuff as well. Well, they don't call it Morris, but it's pretty darn close. And we're going to go to Italy for the celebratory music of the Coro Mondini di Novi di Modena, and from the album Se Vedeste I Mondaris, and we'll have a song from the Rice Weeders Choir from Emilia Romagna in the north of Italy, and the band that they're coming to Vancouver with on October the 1st, Fiamma Fumana, after that. So we're off to Europe when we're starting in the Basque country, because we can. CITR.
Beti da orain hiltzeko ez gero edo biha maite zen imizitzeko nahi baituti zugan izateko ibai eta mainire api. te gustas una oreta, uno nago. Miraré allá, su te tiquera o día. Lurta un garibibo, tu risorio neraco. Zuremos suba.
Pellegrin che vien da Roma,
rigada,
con le scarpe rotte in piedi.
No.
Fiamma Fumana from their third album, Onda, and Correntinera, Black Current. Before that was the Coromondini di Novi di Modena from the album Severesti Mondaris, and Pellegrin Che Vien da Roma, and they're the Rice Weeders Choir. Some of these women are in their 80s and they sing with such exuberance, you've got to see them to believe it. It's incredible. And they're playing at the Italian Cultural Centre with Fiamma Fumana. Most of the material that Fiamma Fumana play comes from the repertoire of the Coromondini. So a great collaboration and lots of fun. Italian Cultural Centre at 12th and Slocan, just east of Nanaimo Street, on the 1st of October, Wednesday the 1st of October. And brought to you by Caravan World Rhythms. And there's a $5 discount at the door for Rogue Folk Club members. Just take your membership card and save money. And it's going to be a really good night. It's strongly recommended, particularly if you've got any Italian roots. But even if you're just interested in just seeing people having a good time, and it doesn't matter how old you are, you can do it. It's a remarkable thing, quite a rejuvenating thing. And before that, we had some Basque music from Madi Oihanat from the album Hari Biru. And Betty da Orion, and she's a Basque singer, writes her own material, and she'll be bringing that quartet, piano, brushes and bass, to the St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th Avenue on Saturday the 11th of October, brought to you by the Basque Society of Vancouver. All right, up next we got music from the soundtrack of the Vicky Cristina Barcelona movie. The new Woody Allen film. She's currently at Fifth Avenue. It's a strange movie, but musically it's good and the soundtrack's great. This is a tune from it called When I Was a Boy, and it's not the Dar Williams song. This is an instrumental from the Biel Ballester Trio. I'll follow that with music from Willie and the Locos. Willie Royal used to be in Willie and Lobo. Now is his new band. It's a quartet, and it's got Bill McPherson on guitar and Dave Curtis on bass and as a drummer as well. And he mostly sits on a cajon and he plays lots of hand percussion and brushes as well and stuff like that. It's very subtle. The guitar player, Bill McPherson, is an interesting guy. He was born and raised in Africa and now he lives in the States. But on a recent trip back to Africa, he met a young woman from Mozambique, I think, who was going to embark upon a career as a singer, and he was really inspired by her optimism and grace. And so he wrote this tune. And it's from a live DVD that Willie sent me. And it doesn't seem to have a tune, so I'll just call it The African Girl, but it's really quite cool. And Willie and the Locos, as his new band is called, are playing the St. James Hall this coming Friday night, the 26th of September. St. James, 3214 West 10th Avenue in Kitsilano. And you can get tickets at High Life Records, which I mentioned before, great record store on Commercial Drive, or Rufus's Guitar Shop at 10th and Alma, and online at roguefolk.bc.ca. And also the Rogue hotline is number 604-736-3022. And you can reserve tickets on there. Willie Royal, great fiddle player. Spent a lot of time travelling around the world when he was a kid because his dad was an Air Force officer. And then in Florida he got to jam with the likes of Greg Allman and Dickie Betts. And then he met up with Wolfgang Lobo Fink in Mexico. And, of course, the village of San Miguel de Allende near Puerto Vallarta, there's a cafe in there where there were two sort of performance spaces. And at one point the proprietor thought, these two guys are playing music which could work together. So he introduced them and Gypsy Boogaloo was born. And Lobo has now hung up his guitar and picked up his surfboard full time. But Willie Royal is still making music and he's playing his five-string fiddle and bringing this fine quartet. Bill McPherson and Dave Curtis are both members of a band called Native Vibe, and there's a drummer and album producer Danny Campbell in the band as well. Willie Royal and the Locos after this track from the Barcelona soundtrack from Biel Ballester Trio, When I Was a Boy. Thank you.
Curtis, ladies and gentlemen on the bass.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, that was Willie Royal and the Locos, recorded live at a place called Sedona. Not sure where that is, Arizona or somewhere, New Mexico maybe. And it's from a DVD for a live performance. Willie Royal on fiddle, formerly of Willie and Lobo. Bill McPherson on guitar, Dave Curtis on bass, and Donald Campbell on the percussion. And they're in town this coming Friday night, the 26th. And not sure if they're on their way to or from the amazing venue, the Dream Cafe in Penticton. They're doing a couple of nights there as well. Good spot if you're in the Okanagan. Check out the Dream Cafe in the old part of town. Very interesting place. Great food and really superb music as well. Great selection of music. And, you know, every show they've ever done has been sold out. Well, that's a pretty interesting claim to fame. They've done about 400 shows by now, maybe 500. And it's not a huge venue because it's a cafe, but it's a good spot. But not only does the proprietor demonstrate exemplary taste in choosing the music, but his audience shows exemplary taste in responding to it as well. It's very cool. But, yeah, if it's good enough for the Dream Cafe, they should be playing at the Rogue as well. So that's my take on it. And Willie and the Locos will be lots of fun this coming Friday night. If you're into the Willie and Lobo Gypsy Boogaloo sound, it's still alive and kicking in this fine band. We heard a couple of tracks in there. One written by Bill McPherson, which I've just called The African Girl because I don't know the title of it. And that last piece was a famous Willie and Lobo track, Vallarta Boogie. We started that set with Biel Ballester Trio from the Vicky Cristina Barcelona soundtrack, When I Was a Boy. All right, well, we got a sneak preview of part of the first note of the next song from the Crooked Jades from their album Shining Darkness. This is a tune with a rather interesting title, and we're a complete change of music here. We're going from the Gypsy Boogaloo into old-time music. This is Thatch Wine Straw. Thank you.
Somebody took the rocker off the rocking chair. When you got the whiskey habit, you don't talk about Brer Rabbit. Black Uncle Remus got the death letter blues. The Hell House says it's time to pay the dues. Oh, you really recall the catfish catches when you're living your life in the briar patches.